Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are we ready? Yes, we're ready to fall into conversation. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Kim. I was going to put Jennifer Victoria together. I don't know why. It doesn't sound like a good name to me. Jennifer, it's Jennifer Victoria program. Jay Kirshner is out, even though she's watching the trending material, and there are things trending. Why is this Jeopardy host thing not over yet? What, does anybody
just
get the behind
it was.
The scenes?
Yeah, it was over.
Yeah, and then
this was only announced, a couple days ago that Mike Richards was going to resign. He did one day on the job, and then
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But now,
so it's not over because they have to start all over again.
Yeah.
Clearly, because they did so much testing behind the scenes, and they were very transparent about that they were going to be just testing this more than like any other show that they've ever done on the network. And so the two highest numbers came out as Mayim Bialik and Mike Richards. Well, Mike Richards is out now, so whoever the next top person was, which we don't know who the top three were, we now only know the top two, so maybe it'll be Ken Jennings. I don't know. I feel like that's just sort of the safest way to go.
Yeah.
Is just put somebody from the Jeopardy universe in there and just call it a day.
Is he able to make television work like Alex? Is he present in his presence in front of the camera? Does he bring about people the inspiration, if you will, the confidence? I don't get that. I haven't watched enough of
him. I didn't see him hosting. I don't know.
Because that's what it takes.
I want more people. Is it weird? Like, I want them to do the process again. I don't know if they found their person yet. And to be fair, I didn't watch all of the guest hosts, but I feel like there wasn't like this outcry, like, oh, it has to be XYZ. Like, certain hosts have their fans. Certainly, LeVar Burton was one of them. But like, maybe we just haven't found that person yet. And I still think it's someone we don't know. Why can't they find someone who's kind of
I agree.
An up and comer, or even, I mean, lo and behold, maybe like I'm not trying to, because I wouldn't want this job, because I'm not smart enough. But a local radio host from somewhere that we don't know about, you know what I mean? Like, why can't we find
local radio or television? Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be great.
That's
how
where they
person.
Came from. That's right. Where Sage, that's where a lot of these people, that's Bob Barker started eons ago. He was a radio, LA radio
news.
Guy.
Yeah.
If you look at all the radio guys that made it in game show, every single person that historically was a radio game show host in the heyday when they started to do to blanket television in the 60s with game shows, all of them, to a person, was an L.A. radio or a San Francisco radio person. Single one of them.
Well, I think unless they have some connection to Jeopardy, I don't know that that's going to work, because we've seen, I mean, Mike Richards being the producer of Jeopardy, right? I mean, we all talked about it here before he did his turn, that just made the most sense, and he had a connection to Alex. And clearly there is still heightened emotions around who is going to take Alex's mm-hmm. place. I just don't see some, like, total unknown coming in who has no connection. If it's someone who maybe was a contestant once, I think that would be kind of perfect. You don't have to be the winner like Ken Jennings, but maybe it's somebody with some personality who happened to be on the show. I just think there needs to be, for the Jeopardy audience, and for it's basically a community. I never even realized
right.
it until
they're gonna
Alex
hold it
died
together.
And then it really is a community, so I think that it has to be somebody who has some inside knowledge.
All right. Next person in the news is Alexei Navalny. Alexei, I guess you're pronouncing it. Thank you.
Alexei.
He has been interviewed, and I wonder how this happened. I'm surprised Putin okayed an interview with the New York Times.
Well, it's not a very flattering interview, so Putin probably regrets it, because all he did was say he's being tortured. And so it's, I don't know. I think that they had no choice but to give sort of proof of life at this point, you know?
Well, what do you mean they had no choice? They killed these
people. Well, because Biden, no, because this is no, such a high-profile case, and Biden said if Navalny dies in prison, there's going to be ramifications, and this is on a global stage, so they had to
allow him to do
one
interview. Go to war with them? What does that threat carry with it?
Sanctions, I guess, yeah. Right? Isn't that the usual thing?
Yeah, I suppose.
Right? I mean, I don't know.
Do they work is the question.
Well, sure. Sanctions can choke a country's lifeline. Absolutely. Depends on how it's done.
I wish that Jay were here to tell us a little bit more about the record-breaking. Sorry about my voice. The allergies are crazy here, and I've been taking stuff. It doesn't seem to clear up. And when I get off the air, it goes away. It's okay. All around the day, it's fine until I get ready to go on the air. I don't know what that's all
true.
About. But,
yeah.
Okay, so anyway, the record-breaking rainfall in Tennessee, 20 inches in almost as many hours, 20 people killed, including a couple of twins, youngsters, a mother of five. I'm wondering if all that stuff is washed away. And what caused it? Well, that wasn't the end of the hurricane. The hurricane didn't go over there, right? This was a huge low-pressure system.
Yeah, this was separate, yeah.
Yeah, and it was connected to the heat waves, the humidity. We've had a ton of humidity here in the Northeast.
Didn't Tennessee also have really bad flooding a few years ago, and Brad Paisley did a concert to raise money, and Dolly Parton was involved, right?
A lot of
it. They may have to, I don't know how that compares to this, because maybe we don't fully know the extent of the damage yet, but yeah, this is a lot for Tennessee to deal with, for sure.
All right, next name in the news is Dan Bauman. He's the father of a high school student in Florida who has been protesting the mask mandate, charged with child abuse after authorities said he pushed a student who took issue with his point of view. So apparently he was out in front of the Fort Lauderdale High School, and there was conversation about a mask, you know, why are you wearing a mask? I don't want to wear a mask. And so this guy got into it with a kid. What kind of a stupid stunt is that? You don't have any more self-control. You know, how are people so passionate? How do they get so worked up about stuff? It's none of your damn business.
Well, if there's no concern about child abuse, why are you abusing an actual child? Like, yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, ding, ding, ding. Next name, Paul Venuto. Retired flight attendant, pushing an airline beverage cart 200 miles from Boston to New York to honor colleagues of his that died in September 11th, 2001, terrorist attacks. Wow.
People forget about the flight attendants.
He stayed here.
Yeah, they really do.
I feel bad saying that, but that is true. Mm-hmm. And especially in New York, you know, with 9/11, it was all, you know, the families of the, you know, people on the planes and then the people in the buildings. I don't recall anyone ever mentioning the flight attendants. The pilots we heard about, but I never remember anyone mentioning the flight attendants. So he's
all of them had their throats cut. You can be sure that's this guy worked for United and United 175, which took off right after. Very interesting how these work and how they still work. You know, airlines time their flights, and they all sort of compete. So there's a flight, the American Flight 11, left Boston at 8 o'clock. And United 175, both destined for Los Angeles, left at 8:05. So that they were right behind each other, and that's how, you know, there was only 5 minutes between when one plane hit the towers till the next one, because they were right behind each other. And
he was supposed to be on that flight that day. That was his route, but he had September 11th off, so...
Yeah.
That gave him, he had PTSD, he was got addicted to pain pills, and he's gotten himself clean, and now he said he wants to, he knows that, you know, other people in the industry had similar, you know, panic attacks and things like that, so he's raising a lot of money for it.
To hear the stories of people who either missed the flight and have handled it like it was nothing, like, I think, is it
people who were late to go into the city that day?
Yeah,
who had to you had to take the PATH train from Jersey City into underneath the World Trade Center and or what was the World Trade Center, and people who were late for work that day or, you know, took the kids to school.
It was Seth MacFarlane who missed the flight, right? Who who said, like, I guess he, when asked if he, like, died, I think it was Seth MacFarlane. It was, right? Okay,
right.
So Phil confirmed, yeah. And he goes, you know, and people ask him, wow, do you feel like you really, you know, got a new lease on life? And he's kind of like, no, I just feel like it was, you know, I just was not supposed to get on there. And blah, I mean, he's, like, very low-key about it, where other people are, like, traumatized. I mean, I was, and I think I've told you guys this
survivor's
before,
guilt, yeah.
I was on this flight, like, literally just a month before, the same flight from Boston to L.A., leaving a cable show that I was working at, and left that and was going back to L.A. I remember the flight because I overslept, and I remember running through Logan Airport, and they were paging me for this particular flight because my alarm didn't go off in the room. And I think to myself, like, that was a long enough time, but I think to myself, how is it that certain people, it was that day, certain people, it was me who missed it by a month, people who missed it by hours, by days. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
The this guy stayed overnight in a hotel here in Framingham, and he pushed the car. There's a lot of local coverage of this, as you can imagine. And he did a local interview here talking about the people that he was on the plane with. And then the story, I was having lunch with a friend of mine who's a farmer in Draycott, who grew up with Oganowski, who was the pilot of the American plane. They were two farmers. As a matter of fact, their farms across the street from each other. And I remember Oganowski. I've told this story before. He was a rough, tough son of a gun, man. A real, like, Polish stock, you know what I mean? Rugged, tough, strong. So we were talking about what must have gone on in the cockpit that day when those guys came in. He must have put up one heck of a fight. Yeah, I mean, he just would have. Anyway, so American, that was flight 11. So American, obviously they stopped using the number 11. So they cleverly changed the flight number to 211. So now the early morning flight out of Boston to Los Angeles is AA211.
Can you imagine if it was flight 911? That would have been bad, Brandon.
That person would need to lose their job.
Yes.
Yeah. Who came up with that? All right, 18 after the hour, you're listening to the DJV program. Aren't you lucky? There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 9/11.
Dent Constantly. moved a patient with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. It's trending time. DJV social media, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And the ladies are talking about The Bachelor and who's that. The only person that I didn't hear talked about was Honey Boo Boo in there. I heard all kinds of other names that may or may not. The who's in love with whom. I thought it was very interesting. Actually, I saw as you were talking, I went to a story entitled Beautiful People. It was on one of the news services. The American public overwhelmingly agrees that being physically attractive is a strong asset in modern society, yet only a minority of Americans say that they wish that they themselves were more beautiful or more handsome. So who among us wishes that they were less good-looking? Victoria?
Less good?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I hate intimidating people.
Americans say they wish they themselves were more beautiful or handsome. They're only a minority of Americans say they wish they looked better than they do.
So you're saying then everyone else is either fine with how they look or they want to be better looking?
Apparently, well, they're okay, but they understand the societal emphasis on beauty.
Read the headline to us one more time.
The Americans agree that being attractive is a plus in American society.
Yeah, obviously.
But most people are happy with the way they look.
Okay.
Only 19% would consider plastic surgery. That's the
headline. Got it. So they that means 19% admit that they would consider it.
Yeah.
There's a lot more people than 19% of the population get it.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so that's the attractiveness scale, just in case you were wondering. Garth Brooks is trending because he's only going to go to places where people who get in are fully vaccinated. Is this going to be a trend now? Because everybody's canceled the big tour, so he's going to do a little tour.
He's doing dive bar tours. I mean, this is definitely more than a trend. A lot of artists, Live Nation has said they'll support any artist who wants a vaccine, you know, vaccinated-only concert. And so I don't know who does Garth Brooks. I don't know who, like, is his tour manager, but or company. But, yeah, so that's the way it's going, for sure.
What is a dive bar?
Like a little crummy bar.
Like a little hole in the wall.
That's not where he's performing, though. He's performing in big arenas. He calls it dive bar because
calls
that's
it the dive
one
bar
of his
tour.
Songs.
Yeah. Really? Which is with Blake Shelton, I think, right? The dive bar song?
Yeah. I got to tell you, regardless of my vaccine status, I wouldn't go to anything that required a vaccine.
No? because
not, I'm not
just
I don't
principle.
Care about vaccine status. I'm not going to concerts indoors or outdoors.
It's out of principle. I don't know. The fact that they're now trying to pass a law, there's a law that's coming that you won't be able to use airlines unless you're vaccinated. You won't be able to go into hospitals. I met my first real-life person who was denied service from a specialty doctor at UCLA because they were not vaccinated. And this is a person who has lupus and is afraid to get the vaccine. I mean, it is so crazy. Somebody's got to push back. So I feel like we have to stand with principle. I mean, the fact that people are not going to get treatment because of this in a hospital is really ridiculous. Mm.
Reba says she didn't have COVID after all. Apparently, it was she and Rex Lynn supposedly had it. And then now she says she, in an interview, said that her positive COVID test had turned out to be a false positive. How much of that is going on? We've had that conversation off and on.
It depends on what test you take, you know, because if you're doing those initially, that first round of those rapid tests, which was the saliva test, that gave a lot of false negatives, it gave a lot of false positives, it was kind of all over the place. And so I don't know what testing she used, but she said she had all the symptoms, so she felt like, you know, should have had COVID. But then when she had her antibodies tested, it turns out that she did not have COVID. So she's vaccinated now, but she thinks that it was actually the RSV virus, the respiratory syncytial virus, which we talked about here, I don't know, 2 months ago maybe. It's affecting a lot of little kids, too, and it's this virus that has a lot of similar, you know, symptoms to COVID.
Right. Yep. Okay. There's a lot of that going around, too. 28 after on the DJV program.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-208-1312 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. That's 800-208-1312.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S.'s 20-year-long war in Afghanistan ended Monday with the final U.S. military personnel evacuating from the Kabul airport.
The last C-17 lifted off from Hamid Karzai International Airport on August 30th, this afternoon, at 3:29 p.m. East Coast time. And the last manned aircraft is now clearing the airspace above Afghanistan.
CENTCOM Commander General Kenneth McKenzie announcing the end of the mission in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the American diplomatic mission had moved to Doha, Qatar.
For the time being, we will use this post in Doha to manage our diplomacy with Afghanistan, including consular affairs, administering humanitarian assistance, and working with allies, partners, and regional and international stakeholders to coordinate our engagement and messaging to the Taliban.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
More than a million people in Louisiana are still without power, according to Governor John Bel Edwards. He said Monday evening that electricity is practically non-existent for most people in southeast Louisiana and that 25,000 linemen are in the state working to restore power. Regional supplier Entergy says that it could be up to 3 weeks before power could be restored to some of the hardest hit areas by the storm. The company estimates that 90% of its customers would see power restored sooner. Lieutenant General Russell Honore was in charge of military relief efforts following Hurricane Katrina and tells CNBC that while many aspects of infrastructure were improved after Katrina, the impact of Ida shows that more work needs to be done in regards to the power grid.
Yeah, the infrastructure, the grid, was basically broken by this over 100 mile an hour winds that hit the metropolitan area of Orleans, Jefferson, a parish along with St. John Parish, and some flooding in St. John. That being said, we know Mother Nature can break anything built by man, and it has a great way of breaking electrical grids and the great towers that bring the power into the city. While we re-engineered things when it came to levees after Katrina, it goes to show we still got work to do on the grid and how we manage power, how we get it in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here at the ready. There are a lot of things going on. There always are. It's a very exciting time to be doing a radio program. It's a great, there's a lot of inspiration, I think, from the right circles. I really like to think that we are here to inspire you sometimes to think differently. Speaking of that, I have often done lamenting about how I was or wasn't a member of the radio club. And I'm reminded of something that Shirley Chisholm wrote in one of the inspirational sites that I look at. She said, if they don't give you a seat at the table, bring your own chair. Which I think is, you know, kind of cool when you get right down to it. So here we are. We have brought our own chairs to the conversation. This situation where the death sentence was applied to the Charleston church shooter and it had been appealed, apparently that didn't do him much good. Remember Dylan Roof found guilty of killing nine people in that church in Charleston? They were all black back, what, six, 7 years ago. And now it's taken this long, so the Circuit Court of Appeals. 2015, yeah. Mm-hmm. So is he... He's supposed to be executed, right? Wasn't that he was given the death penalty?
Yeah.
I don't know, but Merrick Garland ordered a moratorium on the death penalty in July, so we don't know what's going to actually happen to him. I don't
Why did that happen? I do remember vaguely, but under what circumstances, given what law, what interpretation does he have the authority to say?
I thought it was something, and I'll look it up, but I thought it was something related to the Supreme Court changing their mind on minors being able to be sentenced to the death penalty. I thought it was something related to that, but continue, and I'll look it up.
Yeah, see, and this is what I think the problem with that is: the death penalty is appropriate in certain cases.
Yes, it is.
It's but I think for minors, it's not. I think that's why.
Yeah, well, and this guy, I mean, he might be able to argue. He was 21 at the time, so he's legally an adult, but, I mean, are you going to give him the benefit of the doubt? I mean, I'm not saying you,
Victor,
I'm just saying, are we going to give him the benefit of the doubt? I mean, this guy went into a church, knew what he was doing, and committed murder after he sat and prayed with people.
Oh, I mean, it's vile. It's absolutely vile.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know if you can rehabilitate someone after that.
No. No. I mean, you just take one. I know Doug always says this, but you take one look at the kid. I mean, you just, there's just something missing there never going to compute. No, so apparently what happened is the Justice Department halted federal executions, I guess because the Trump administration carried out 13 executions in 6 months, and so Merrick Garland ordered a review of the Justice Department protocols of it. So it's not frozen and it's not going away. It's on pause right now, I guess, while they go over protocols for federal, because there's federal lawsuits involved.
I want to ask a question about the news media. The New York Times, which in my opinion is a rag, but still has this reputation that's almost untouchable. Mm-hmm. How did they get in to interview Navalny, for example? How did they get in to interview the Taliban, the self-proclaimed Taliban spokesperson whose name none of us could pronounce? How do they still get away with...
I can tell you there's two different answers, probably. Well, I think, number one, the Taliban is going to talk to any media outlet in America that they can, because they want to be recognized as the government of Afghanistan and they want to be credible. That's number one. So, of course, if the New York Times comes popping down the lane, they're going to say, yeah, we'd love to talk to you, because they want the credibility that the New York Times is now giving them by talking to them. As far as Navalny goes, I have no idea how they would broker that, because you'd have to go through so many channels with Russia and all that. I have no idea what that process is like. I think the two are really different, because one is looking for that kind of attention. This is why, I mean, when have you ever heard about the Taliban holding press conferences? That's what they're doing. I mean, it sounds funny, but that's what they're doing. Right. They're holding press conferences every day.
Yeah, so, and that's what that's the word, Victoria. Right. Legitimacy. They're trying to become legitimate. And are they fooling anybody? Who in their right mind thinks the Taliban, even though they are in charge, or whether you want to use the word legitimate or not, they have been in charge, really, for the most part, for the last, 40, 50, 60 years?
I don't have you have to recognize that the Taliban are the force in Afghanistan. So I don't necessarily take issue with that, because I think if we were going to evacuate no matter how we did it, we would have to acknowledge that the Taliban was going to be there running things. The fact that it's the Taliban run amok, because there's no conditions upon our evacuation and no oversight into what they're doing in the country, I think that is going to be problematic more than the word game and the semantics of calling them the governing body of Afghanistan or not. What's going to be bad is that, left unchecked, what are they going to be capable of? That's going to be the problem.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a list of celebrities. This is clickbait, by the way, Victoria.
Oh, I can tell.
We know. When you say we're looking at a list of celebrities, you don't have to say it.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us. We just went off on some plastic surgery thing.
Now, the plastic surgery was last hour. This hour, it's celebrities who have gotten shots, and the celebrities who haven't gotten them. Who's for it and who's against it, in a manner of speaking. And apparently, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds both got their shots, and Rob Schneider did not. I don't know, is there any big... I'm looking at the list. It's kind of silly. Because whose mind is going to be changed by whether Rob
and
Schneider...
And who's really coming out and making a list? I mean, come on.
Right, and checking it twice.
Where does he even go down these rabbit holes, Jen? Where does this even start?
Are you talking about me?
No.
What website are you on when the list pops up?
I was on BuzzFeed, as a matter of fact. So there.
Okay.
All right, so here's something else I found about looking.
By the way, real quick, do you know how much malware you get every time you click
every
on one of those
you always say that.
You don't like
quizzes.
The Chinese government? They're looking inside
exactly.
your computer.
Their new headquarters is on your farm in Framingham.
Inside your Dell, the Chinese government's looking
right.
inside there.
Uh-huh. I don't have a Dell. What do I have? I'm in an HP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, the Russians are in the news.
They might
and
live
the,
in there with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Russians and the Chinese are here
They're
together.
They're really good at the computer.
In my
the Russians
computer.
Aren't good at much except drinking right. vodka and hacking things.
Right.
There is a list that I found of in... Just a second, please. I'm going through this. This is the KGB Espionage Museum that I thought you'd enjoy.
I'd actually go to that. That sounds interesting. That
yeah.
spy exhibit that's been going around the states is super interesting. There's a new one.
Yeah, right.
Tales
Thank
of
you.
The FBI that the Reagan Museum, that the Reagan Library built just itself. That's mm-hmm. on display right now. If you're in California, you're planning, go see it. It looks really cool because this is one that's not like a traveling exhibit. But any of those are pretty exciting. So I would think
yeah.
the KGB is kind of along the lines of that, right?
Right.
I just want to see the KGB like that exhibit in America. I don't want to see that in Russia.
Yeah,
just,
well, that's for sure.
Well, they've got
you don't
this,
want to leave with Havana syndrome after you
right
gift shop.
No. But the museum is in New York, and in it,
okay.
I don't know, Bob. My ears
already.
Have been ringing for days.
State of the art spy
Maybe
cameras.
Maybe we should have gone to the KGB
I'm
gift
get through
shop.
This first thing. Oh, no.
I told you, Louise, no damn gift shop.
Okay, but do we care about this? There's a new, they have apparently manufactured, this is right out of one of these James Bond movies, they have an umbrella that they give to their agents that if you get one jab from the tip of the umbrella,
oh, yeah.
you get whoosh, ricin, they put ricin into your body.
Ooh, in this,
you right away.
In this traveling
yeah.
museum, like they show the crude stuff that spies were given, like back during World War II, like the stuff that like fit into their shoe and the pens that had
yeah,
all the
yeah.
like. I mean, it's really cool to see that. I mean, it feels like Inspector Gadget a little bit. But
so the
cool.
question though is, so did James Bond, did Q steal from the KGB
or vice
did the KGB, yeah, get
mm-hmm.
inspiration from Q?
Here's a package of cigarettes, Russian cigarettes. That are
they're now
actually
right.
cameras and recording devices.
Wow.
And they have lipstick, a tube of lipstick that conceals a pistol that's capable of firing a single shot.
What do you think I carry with me?
KGB. Yeah. Okay, so anyway. But you, at least you gave me some credibility there, Jennifer, because you provided me with cover suggesting what really was what I was talking about was, and that wasn't, by the way, from a clickbait site, frankly. The DJV program and DJV Health working together to make things better as you're trying to make
Can
it
I
through the COVID.
Can I tell you, Victoria, remember when chain yeah. letters were really big in emails? Mm-hmm. You know, when people would email you chain
yeah.
letters? I want to tell you that we spent half of this program reading chain letters.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I was not here for that.
You remember that, Doug?
No, I don't remember that. When was that?
Yeah, right. I totally believe Jen.
Years ago, like at the invention of AOL, and all that, people would be like,
oh, I got a letter
from 15
people.
I know.
Yeah. How did you remember
it would be
that?
Hour one of the Good Day Show.
Jeez.
Show preps here.
Right. I'm just going to read chain letters.
I know, I conveniently have forgotten that. Right. Under the circumstances. Right mask for the right situation. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and the most recent podcast from DJV Health. The focus is still on the Delta variant with Ken. And I'm guessing that probably is going to be the case as you continue to listen to us talk about health and that sort of thing on the DGV health program, at least for this week and this weekend. Booster vaccinations, the September 20th deadline is something that I question, and I'm going to question it even more now because I think I asked him this question because I had it on my mind last week and I haven't done it yet. Get the third shot. And then Ken and I talk about at what age men lose the ability to fertilize a female egg. I don't know if they're male.
Who asked that? Because that's really creepy. Like some old geezer wants to impregnate some woman and wants to know how long he's got, right?
What do you want from me?
I'm just asking, like, where did that question come from? That's a very creepy question.
We do what's called questions for Dr. Ken. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, that's coming up in a few minutes here. And I believe that that question is in this episode of Questions for Dr. Ken. So you can stick around a little bit, Victoria, and catch it. And if you can't wait for a few minutes to get the answer, listen to the DGV Health Show podcast on DGVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Practice what you want to master. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of the most basic rules in life is this. Practice what you want to master. That rule, I'm pretty confident you know. But what you might not take a lot of time to think about is this. Do you realize that whatever you do routinely is practice? In other words, if you practice watching too much TV, you will master that. If you practice having a short fuse, you will master that. If you practice not listening when others are talking, you'll master that. You will master whatever you practice, so be mindful of that. And pay attention to what it is you are actually practicing. Because it's perfectly natural to get caught up in life and not realize what it is that you're practicing. The more mindful you are of your daily habits and routines, the more you will master what you want. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery ends Labor Day.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so it looks like John Cena is working over the Rock to try to get him to come back to wrestle a little bit on the WWE. So you think that's going to happen? How much do they have to pay the Rock to go through?
I can't even imagine at this point, right?
Yeah,
he comes back from time to time. Like, he does remember
the Rock
where his
does?
Bread was buttered. Yeah, but I don't think Cena he really did, stays but... to... Cena does. The yeah. Rock has come back before. But I think he's been doing so many movies that I think if he comes back, it's just for like little pop-in appearances. It's not to like wrestle. But I think it would be huge. I mean, he'd have to want to pay back the WWE because certainly they have more to gain from him coming back than he does.
Yeah, but he got to start there. Would be nothing without
them. And he loves John Cena, too. They have a good relationship, so they may do it just because it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did they ever wrestle against each other?
WrestleMania 29 in 2019 was that was his. The
How'd
Rock's
they take
last,
your way through that?
Well, the last match that The Rock did was against John Cena, and then he announced his retirement right after that.
And who won?
Really like,
I'm sure The Rock did, probably, right?
Yeah, people really like The Rock. John's Steve Austin's documentary on him was very complimentary about The Rock wrestling.
All right, 10 before the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 53 past the hour, DJV Health. Dr. Ken, there is a question about fertility rates for men. It seems, women have fertility rates as well. So, at what age, I guess the question here, if I can paraphrase it, at what age do you become likely to lose the old oompa-pa, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And this is, it depends which oom-pa-pa you're talking about. The one that allows you to become a father, it seems like it really falls off at age 50 based on a publication this week. And so if you're thinking about becoming a father, do it before age 50. And this was even in a study where they were enhancing the ability to get to the finish line by using also in vitro fertilization. So even that method for guys, if you want to be a father, do it before age 50, because after age 50, your chances
might
fall down.
Okay. All right, you're a cardiologist, Dr. Ken. I work night shifts. Does that raise the odds for anything bad happening to me, especially when it comes to my heart?
Well, the European Heart Journal this month, Doug, has told us that working night shifts can raise the odds of getting atrial fibrillation. And atrial fibrillation is an abnormal heart rhythm that can lead to strokes. So you want to try and see.
Oh, come on. Tell us about your heart beating like a bag of worms. I always like it when you talk.
Exactly. Right. Dr. Doug, you're right. It's like the top of the heart beating like a bag of worms, and it's the most common arrhythmia, abnormal heart rhythm, and it can lead to a stroke.
Yep. All right. The perfect food. Question about that. As a matter of fact, this comes from somebody who actually listened to another one of the podcasts and shows that I do, the American Family Farmer Show, which you can get around the country on a lot of these same stations over the weekend, and you can listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Question came up on from somebody who runs a bean farm, And the maintenance here is that you are eating the perfect food if you're eating beans. Can you see or say that beans probably are the healthiest food? A lot of protein.
Well, beans,
I don't know that.
Beans is an absolutely great food. It's really, you can't live on just one food. There's not enough of all the protein you need in one food. But certainly green beans in your diet. I try to have several servings of green beans myself each week. Mm-hmm. Green beans is great. It's just a matter of what you put on it, but just plain green beans, a little bit of garlic on it, and enjoy yourself.
A salt.
A little bit of olive oil.
Olive oil is good for it. Yeah. There's a question about hyperbaric chambers. What do they call them? It's an oxygen chamber, right? There are a lot of people who think that the use of these chambers will reverse the aging process. And people who have money seem to be doing a lot of it. Can you put them in your home? Do you have to go someplace? What do you think about hyperbaric oxygen chambers?
I don't think that is strong data yet. I know there's definitely a group who advocate that, but yes. I'd like to see stronger data supporting that to reverse the aging process. And there is some research in the journal Aging that suggests that. But again, I'd like to see more data on the safety and long-term effectiveness of this before I'm going to sign up.
Mm-hmm. All right. The question on what you know regarding this sort of goes with a bean question. Who controls most of the food supply, and are we getting healthy food? This comes as a result of a conversation that I had both on the DJV program and the American Family Farmer Show about who controls the grocery stores, because there's about four companies that control where the seeds come from, who grows the food, all of that stuff, who has the stuff for sale, grocery store chains, that sort of thing. So what does that do to our health and well-being?
Well, you're probably a better expert on that than I am, but one of the things I've learned from you over the years is the closer you get to the farm in terms of where you get your food from, the healthier it's going to be. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Getting away from things like Roundup and artificial sorts of fertilizer, that sort of thing, only makes the food better. But it's very interesting to note that there are only four companies that control most of the grocery stores. I think that's fascinating. All right, thank you. Questions for Dr. Ken every week here on DJB Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.